Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Hi, everyone. This is the Rose Colombo.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
That's right. Listen up, because we have a lot to talk about today. And today is my birthday. So happy birthday to me. I shall be 39 forever. I just like that number. It was a good year, right? If you've reached 39, but, you know, it's just fun to pretend. So today we have a very exciting guest, and she is a returning guest, and she is all about the natural approach. And her name is Susan Moss, and she wrote a book with Dan Marquez, and the book is COVID-19, A Natural Approach. And she began saving lives as a teenage lifeguard. At the University of Nevada, she started a suicide prevention center with Dr. James B. Nichols in 1967 as part of a master's grant. The center is still in operation today, saving lives. She's all about saving lives, including her own, which she achieved. After teaching painting for a year at the college level, she became a full-time artist, exhibiting work worldwide. Her work has attracted 540 collectors, including 5 museums. That is quite an achievement. Health problems surfaced from using acrylic paints in the 70s when the doctor found a lump in her neck. It was diagnosed as on the verge of cancer. Moss learned all she could about natural healing of cancer. She was able to heal the lump herself, which, to the astonishment of her UCLA doctor, who planned surgery after a year. In December 1990, she again faced cancer, this time breast and uterine cancer. And if you have cancer, or if you know someone who has cancer, we know evil, ugly disease cancer is. And it takes all sorts of forms and can attack almost any part of your body. And, or we've had relatives like myself who died of cancer. It's very, very painful for the person, and it's very painful for the family to watch their loved ones die of cancer. So this is a very, very important issue of the natural approach which Susan Moss used to help heal herself. She learned all she could about natural healing of cancer. She was able to heal the lump herself, much to the astonishment of the UCLA doctor who planned on surgery after 1 year. In December of 1990, she again faced cancer, this time breast and uterine cancer. If you remember, in the 80s and 90s, there was a surge of breast cancer. Many, many women had their breasts removed. And during that era, Her doctor was adamant she should see a surgeon. She said no and proceeded to heal herself, once again to the astonishment of her doctor. She then wrote two books at his encouragement, Keep Your Breath, Preventing Breast Cancer the Natural Way, and Survive Cancer. Both books are best-selling, and the first is in several languages. She speaks worldwide, and she's done national TV shows in the United States, Canada, and for the BBC in Glasgow, Scotland. So we'll be speaking to Susan Moss in just a moment when we enter into the world of authors and experts. So don't touch that dial. We'll be back in just a moment.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure, be sure to bring your appetite.
That's right. Be sure to bring your appetite to the Horseshoe Cafe. And that is in Benson, Arizona, and not far from Tucson, Sierra Vista, and many, many other cities, and on your way to Tombstone. Tombstone's a fun place to be, especially when they're having activities going on there. So be sure to bring your appetite and stop by the Horseshoe Cafe. And on that note, we're about to enter into the world of authors.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
Yes, if you just tuned in, we are speaking to Susan Moss. We're about to enter into the world of authors and experts. I told you a little bit about her. She has written a book with Dan Marquez, COVID-19, A Natural Approach. She's a best-selling author. She has two books that are best-selling, Keep Your Breath, Preventing Breast Cancer the Natural Way, and Survive Cancer. And she has a worldwide presence, and she has done national TV shows in the United States, Canada, and for the BBC in Glasgow, Scotland. So let's get started and welcome Susan Moss to Columbo Chronicles Live. Hi, Susan. So happy to have you back on our show.
Oh, thank you for having me. I enjoy your shows very much.
That's wonderful because you have a wealth of information on topics that are needed in today's world. Of course, cancer is still around, unfortunately, but you have written two best-selling books, as I stated, to help people around the world. And now you are inviting us to share COVID-19, A Natural Approach, which is your latest book hot off the press. And why don't you explain to us why COVID-19, A Natural Approach, was first rejected and banned by Amazon?
Well, they told me after we had spent months and months on this book, they told me they only wanted official information and they would not post it because it wasn't official information on COVID-19.
Well, that seems to be the song they're playing across social media and across the USA, which is very sad because there isn't any real substantial information on COVID-19 since it's a new virus and they don't even have a new vaccine that can be you know, substantiated as well. So as the cure for COVID-19, and then they reject HCQ. So what did it feel like when they rejected and you were banned by Amazon, which is pretty surprising, actually. And what did you do about it?
Well, they said I could reply, so I wrote a scientist helped me write it, and it had life-saving information, and it's all scientifically based with studies, peer-reviewed studies, and so they changed their mind. They put it on, and they passed it. But Dan says one of the reasons they might have changed their mind is they had in their warehouses 1,000 cases, and 20 people have died.
Oh, well. And so that's very sad. And so the problem with COVID, it seems as though that they have so much misinformation and they don't always give us the number of deaths versus the number of cases versus the number of recoveries and so forth, knowing everybody's age and sex and gender and ethnicity and so forth, and their health condition, their immune system, or if underlying conditions are present. We don't get any of that information most of the time, so it's very confusing to the majority of people. And so why don't you tell us a little bit about Dan Marcus? So he is your co-author in the book?
Yes, he did actually most of all the heavy lifting of this book. He approached me with half a manuscript on COVID-19 because he liked Keep Your Breath very much. And I took a look at it. And I thought, this is really great. I told him it's a fantastic book, but it's not a book yet because it only has 100 pages. So I volunteered to write the rest of it.
I see. So what was your motivation to write about COVID-19?
Well, we're all in the same boat, and it's not fun. We can't go to the movies. The kids can't go to the school. I can't even go to the library or the museum. Everything's closed. We have to go around wearing masks, afraid of other people. This is not a good situation to be in when we've experienced normality, which is we could travel. Now the airlines are going broke. When we could go to a party or a reception where it was a big crowd. We're so restricted now. It's mostly stay home or stay and solitary. So it's just not... It's not great. We feel degraded. People are getting depressed.
I agree with you 100%. It is depressing, and you have to keep your mind active in order to avoid the depression, because although we love our families and our children and our grandchildren, no one wants to be around them 24/7, nor do they want to be around you 24/7. They want to do other things outside of the home. And well, you spoke about airlines and you spoke about masks. I read a funny comment by a doctor this morning, ironically, and he said something to the effect that the airlines would be better off after you take your shoes off to have you place your shoe over your nose and your mouth, which would be more effective than wearing a mask.
Well, might smell weird, though. You might die of foot asphyxiation. I wonder what that's called. Foot asphyxiation.
Fine, and it's pretty cute anyway. It's funny. And so, so at least it would be over with. You wouldn't have to keep it on during a 5-hour flight or a 16-hour flight.
It's hard enough breathe on an airline without wearing a mask.
Exactly. I couldn't do it because I don't like the feel of the mask. I don't like having my oxygen cut off and my carbon monoxide being released naturally through my nose and mouth. I just believe that it's collecting germs, and that it's collecting phlegm, collecting coughing, sneezing germs, collecting sweat. And I feel sorry for the teenagers in this heat and heat wave, because having been in the beauty industry for 25 years as an esthetician and a business owner, I can tell you that we put masks on to create heat and push products that help heal and moisturize the skin over the products and the serums. But the kids who have oil-prone skin and are acne-prone are having their, in my opinion, their pores heated, the oil heated up, and their skin becoming more acne-prone with clogged pores. So it's not all 100% that everyone should be wearing a mask, in my opinion. But off of the mask, why don't you tell us what is the crucial information you want to give to today's world?
Well, there are ways to prevent getting sick from COVID-19 and ways to protect yourself. And Dan came up with some of them, and I came up with other ones. And they're all in our book, COVID-19, A Natural Approach, which is on Amazon, either in ebook or soft cover now. So it just came out. And there is a lot of important, crucial nutritional and other information, for instance, on hydroxychloroquine. Now, the reason I was able to find out a good bit of information about how to prevent the disease was watching President Trump, believe it or not. So he goes out in a big crowd, right? And he takes hydroxychloroquine plus zinc. And he doesn't get sick. But his staff setting up his lecture, they all get sick. So what's the big difference? Well, he's taking hydroxychloroquine and zinc, and it's preventing him from getting sick. So brainstorming with my assistant, Van, who's here today, I said, well, what is hydroxychloroquine? What is the quine? Well, it's quinine. I looked it up, and what is quinine? Where is it? Where can you get it? Well, it turns out it's in tonic water.
That's true, because I put a little tonic water in my drinks.
Right. So drinking tonic water plus zinc will prevent you from getting this disease, because the quinine makes a tiny entryway called ionosphore makes a tiny hole, and then the zinc goes in and kills the virus.
That's excellent information, and very important information, because when President Trump mentioned that on TV, I bought the tonic water and began putting a little bit in my water. And
congratulations.
Thank you. And I do vitamin C with zinc, and I do D3 and a few others. And so, because I believe, and I think you might believe, that it really boils down to your immune system and how and underlying causes that people have in age and so forth. But the immune system is a built-in defender against the viruses that we already have in our body, right?
That's right. And another crucial vitamin is vitamin D, because you know that the black people and Latinos have a higher proportion of this disease. And one reason is they have the dark skin. So the sun is not getting in as well as people with a little lighter skin. I have olive skin, which is fine, but The dark-skinned people have to really watch their vitamin D intake. Another robber of vitamin D besides dark skin is something called high fructose corn syrup. And this is a very bad sweetener. So if you want to get tonic water, my recommendation is to get it in a can rather than the bottle, because the bottle, which I start out with, has this as a sweetener, and also it has sodium benzoate, which is a very bad preservative in it. So get it in the can. And also, I noticed when I went to the regular grocery store, which I only go to for certain things, I don't buy my food there usually. I went up and down the aisles, and do you know that high fructose corn syrup is in almost every aisle? It's in soft drinks. It's in cake mixes. It's in salad dressings. It's, you name it. You go up and down the aisle, pancake mix. This sweetener should be banned.
Yes, I began hearing about that in the 90s, but I didn't do research on it. But I remember people talking about how bad it was for people to be ingesting and that people should start reading the labels on their products. And so do you think it's because we don't, well, I do now, but because we didn't read labels and we weren't informed on what products or ingredients were being put into the products that were bad for us, but approved by the FDA apparently, that so many people got used to this, to the taste, and it became a habit for that, for people to, you know, yearn for more sweetness in their cereals and so forth.
Yeah, if you read the label on children's cereal, you're going to be shocked because it has BHT, which is butylated hydrotoluene, which is a worse thinner than turpentine, and many of them have this high fructose corn syrup, but it it should be banned, and also it's very fattening. So one of the problems with this disease is you have in the United States, 40% of us are obese, and this is a high risk for COVID-19. So that is one reason that is the percentage of people who get this disease in the United States is so high.
And, it, you know, like in China, most people never were fat, but now they've become... they've allowed, you know, fast foods in their country and many westernized foods. They are getting fat, too. Obese is the nice word, right?
Right. Well, it turns out that a very, very small percentage of people, like 0.01 percentage of healthy people, will actually die from COVID-19. So the point is there that you have to get healthy, and people with underlying conditions perhaps forgot to take care of themselves properly and ended up with diabetes, heart problems, and other underlying, quote-unquote, underlying conditions that the body can solve when it's taken care of properly.
Yes, and, you know, people are living longer today. I read the average lifespan is 72 or 73 years of age. And so the majority of people dying, according to CDC, from what I read, which they didn't announce in the beginning until people start pushing, like you, yourself, doing investigations into this COVID-19 and your co-author, Dan Marcus, that the age gap was 80 to 85 with underlying conditions, but it appears that when they go into the nursing homes or the hospitals at an elderly age with an underlying condition, they're already, their immune system is already weakened, and no matter if they got a cold, they would possibly pass away because of a weak immune system. But everything is now recorded as COVID, no matter what you die from what I've read. So how do you feel about this misinformation and the numbers and so forth that are being reported?
Well, it is kind of tragic that they can't categorize what people actually die of. But the virus, which we describe in the book, acts actually more like a parasite. So people waiting for a vaccine, I'm sorry, it's not going to work out that well because vaccines cannot prevent damage from parasites. So is this virus, as we describe it, is much different than, say, a virus for the measles or polio. This virus hijacks the cell and gets into the ACE2 receptor and into the nucleus and starts replicating itself like crazy. So it's more a parasite than just a virus. So I don't think these vaccine people actually have delved into what this virus is, or otherwise they would know that a vaccine is probably not possible.
Yes, and there's already one company who had to stop because one of their guinea pigs had a very bad reaction to the vaccine. And so they had to stop injecting more people for their testing and go back to square A.
Yeah, and nine drug companies have now signed a pledge that they will not bow to political pressure to get a vaccine out for before the election or whenever, because they know that it's not safe. And if they got it out because of pressure from the government, they would sicken a lot of people.
A lot of people are fearful of the vaccine being fast-tracked because President Ford did a fast-track vaccine on the swine flu and people ended up dead and paralyzed and all sorts of things happened to them that has been suppressed. And so that was in the 70s. And so I'm always, leery of anything, medication or especially a vaccination, because we're all individuals and we all are different ages and ethnicities and races and different health issues and people taking medication. There are so many different factors that you're just going to plunge a needle in our arm with a bunch of we don't know what you're plunging into our arm, which I call a weapon, because if I die, then that's a weapon assaulting me. So I just really am, I'm not anti-vaccination. I am pro-knowledge, information, what's in it, and pro-choice, just like the pro-choice women are. I'm pro-choice vaccination. Don't force something on me I know nothing about and what could possibly be the direct adverse health effect. So I'm so happy you're writing this book, Susan Moss and Dan Marcus, COVID-19, A Natural Approach. So do you think that there's a natural form of hydroxychloroquine people can obtain?
Yeah, we talked about that I came up with after I saw, and you came up with after we saw that President Trump was not getting ill with the zinc. So very important combination of quinine, which is readily available, absolutely inexpensive, and I drink a can every day. I also do a nightcap, which the recipe is in the book, that has quinine water and other ingredients because I somehow got parasites in my home, and they do the same fast track goal of taking over my body and replicating. So that is how I gained so much knowledge. I have a chapter on how to clean the floor, how to clean the air in your home and workplace, how to protect yourself, how to clean your body out from this horrible virus. And I think I had a mild case of it when I went out to the spa and stayed in a hotel and ate at a restaurant indoors. And I came home, and I usually 7 days after the spa, I feel great. Well, 2 days later, I started feeling dizzy, and also I knew I was fighting something off. So I did what was in the book, and on the next day, I still have that same fighting off something weird feeling, and but Sunday I was fine. So I never did come down with full-blown coronavirus disease. I think I encountered it, though, because it didn't seem like the flu or a cold that I was fighting off. So there are ways to protect yourself, and Dan is very thorough about the vegetables and fruits. There is another way to get the zinc in, and that's quercetin. And he has fruits and vegetables that have that, also foods that have zinc. He gives you supplements and which brands are the best and what they do. He even goes into Chinese herbology and medicines that the Chinese use and what herbs. He's a vegan, so he gives you even recipes for healthy living and eating. One problem is we have in the U.S. is eating too much meat and dairy products, which clog up our system. And, of course, if you're a beast and trying to find this teeny tiny virus, you're going to have a big problem, right? The immune system is not going to be able to find this teeny tiny virus in time with when it's embedded in all that fat.
Wow, that's interesting. And so, what about the mask? Do you feel the masks are effective or partly effective, or what do you think about the mandates for masks?
Well, it's better than nothing, but it does have consequences in that you're not getting the oxygen you need, and you're breathing a lot of waste products like carbon dioxide and whatever germs that the body's trying to get out.
Right. Right.
It's not good for your teeth either. But
there was a dentist who stated that there was more than one dentist. They said that they're finding that patients are having a bad breath and also dry mouth and from wearing the mask, and that their cheeks and jaws are getting numb, and that there is affecting the teeth and the gums.
Yeah, I think the mask is detrimental, but it's the best thing we have. I think even better is learning how to protect yourself internally with what is in the book, the vitamins and minerals, the quinine, the quercetin. I can go out without a mask. I won't get sick because I know I have these nutrients in my body, the vitamin D. I get a lot of sun, but if I didn't, I would certainly take vitamin D. And I do smoothies, which I give you a recipe for, which has a lot of vitamin C. It has a big orange and it has other fruits and vegetables like avocado and strawberries that will protect you from all kinds of disease.
Yes, I agree with you. I feel the same way. I feel like I'm not concerned about the mask. I believe that you're, you know, ingesting. I'm going to purchase this book, but I believe that ingesting these products is more important in keeping the body healthy and strong and the immune system to fight off these viruses, because a mask isn't going to fight them off. It's what you're putting into your body to improve your immune system, in my opinion. And from what you're saying, and it appears that your COVID-19 Natural Approach book is a very important book for everyone to read, everyone, and to follow the suggestions that you provide. And it's invaluable. So what other important must-read information about this horrible virus is included in your book that you'd like to share?
Well, going back to the mask for a minute, the mask doesn't cover your ears. And so Dan and I had this disagreement because I said, you know, the parasites I have in my house do get into my ears, and I get this kind of tinnitus. And if I hear the buzzing of these tiny creatures, I know they're going to get into my mouth. And he said, no way could that happen. But then we found some studies of people with coronavirus who had tinnitus like symptoms in their ears. So the mask is not covering your ears. And also the virus is so tiny, it's a nanometer, we can't see it. It can get through most masks, fabric, and also the paper masks. So that's why masks are inadequate, and we've got to learn how to protect ourselves internally so that we can if everybody read this book and started employing what we suggest, perhaps we could actually do this non-clinical trial and get rid of this virus, because I've noticed in my own home where I have my parasites is the more I've learned to protect myself and my cat, Bernie, the less problem I have. Because these little parasites that I have need blood. The coronavirus needs cells to feed upon. And so if you don't provide a path for the coronavirus to get into your cells, if you learn how to block that, the virus is going to die out. And just like my parasites at home, which gave me a lot of distress and trauma, and I've lost 3 teeth because of these parasites I have, but it gave me a lot of knowledge on how parasites work, how they behave, how to block them, how to I've almost eliminated them, because they have to have prey. And this is the same with the coronavirus. It has to have prey in order to continue evolving and injuring and killing people. And it is fast. It will. You might feel sick 1 week and be dead the next week. And the average length of time from infection to death is only 28 days, which is less than most months. So we really need, I mean, this is crucial information that we have in our book, COVID-19, A Natural Approach. This is really crucial. And since we found out last night on NBC News from David Muir that a vaccine isn't forthcoming, those people who thought that a vaccine would solve all our problems are now seeing that's false.
Well, I don't. I'm like I said, I'm not anti-vax, but I am definitely for short and long term case studies by scientists and doctors published for public review and scrutiny. Because we, if you research vaccines like the ones that Gates gave over in India and Africa, and then swine flu over here, people had serious chronic illnesses, died, and it wasn't automatically right away after the vaccine. Some of them took 6 months to a year and it connected back to the vaccine, because you're talking about chemicals, and chemicals are not, they're adverse to human beings, the human body. They're not natural. So some people just are going to react adversely to those. Some bodies are going to, you know, and I don't want to be that one, like playing Russian roulette. Oh, well, so we lost 10,000 people. But look, it saved 20,000. Seriously. And so this is why these vaccinations, according to, you know, Nobel Peace Prize winners, which I've been reading about and following these doctors that are renowned around the world, they say it's 5 to 7 year studies on a vaccination. And, you know, fast-tracking one is not a wise thing to do. And so that, you know, and so I fall back on pro-choice, which is the abortion law, that you have a right to control your own body. So I'm going to use
use aborted fetal tissue in vaccines also.
That's
Robert Kennedy says there's, in the Moderna vaccine, there's polyethylene glycol. And if you have antibodies to polyethylene glycol already in your body and they inject it, you are going to get very, very sick.
That's what I, you know, that's my whole point right there, is because we, you know, who are healthy, thank God, and we read, like, books such as your book, Susan Moss and Dan Marcus, COVID-19, A Natural Approach. Thank you for writing this book. It's much appreciated, and it's going to be appreciated by the listeners. And, you know, I urge people to go out and get it. It's so important of what you put into your body to build up your immune system, keep it strong. Because they're like little armies inside our body, and these bad guys come along in from their army that build up and start to attack our good cells, basically, which are the good guys. And they can't fight them off if they get in, and it's kind of like, you know, these peaceful protesters. If they have some bad guys in there, then they're going to cause a lot of problems for people. I look at it as like little armies, the good army and the bad army, that come into our bodies, and then we have to figure out a way to knock them off before they knock us off. So why don't you tell us, where can they get your book? Is it on ebook? Is it hard copy? Is it soft copy? And what is your website, and where can they find you and Dan Marcus and COVID-19, A Natural Approach?
Well, amazingly, it's on Amazon, and that is the main place to get it right now. It's both ebook for $9.99. You can read on Kindle, or you can read it on a tablet or any other device you can read it on. That's electronic. And then Dan made a lot of color illustrations, which makes a charming book. But the price did go up for the soft cover to $35. I really apologize about that. But Dan is now busily making a black and white version that we can get the price down on. But certainly, if you enjoy color illustrations, and you have 35 bucks to spare, it's a very charming illustrated book that's fun to read, and has charts, like with stoplights, like he names an herb and then he puts either red, yellow, or green for you to see if that's effective and if it will help you. And I thought he's a very clever and thorough scientist. He would not let me put anything up that he didn't see that was peer-reviewed. And he even argued with me about my parasite theory until just lately. Ivermectin a drug that treats parasites has started being recommended.
Oh, wow. So let me ask you this last question, and then I'll give you your time to shine and leave a message and your contact information. Why do you think that Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates, who were fear-mongering and promoting this virus coming as a big surprise since 2014, dismissed when Dr. Fauci actually called HCQ a miracle drug at one point? It was published in Virology publication. And why do you think that dismiss HCQ as many doctors are using it in their treatments, and even some pharmacists now are refusing to allow people to purchase it over the counter or by prescription? Why do you think they oppose HCQ?
Hydroxychloroquine is a very old drug. It's off patent. And to have a full treatment for HCQ will set you back only $10 to $20. So this is not going to make money for GlaxoSmithKline. GlaxoSmithKline or any of the drug companies. It's not going to make any money. And the fact that it works, I think it's a crime. It's been dismissed. Because if you give it early with zinc, people recover, whereas if you ban it, people die. So this is a major crime against humanity in order to make more money. Gates and Fauci are very into vaccines because they will make more and more money for them. And for me, I don't really care that much about money. I want the truth out. I want to save people's lives. And I think it's disgusting.
No, I agree with you 100% because it is about the money. It's obvious. It's about the money and controlling the human, controlling every human on the planet to force us to take more than one vaccine. They have boosters lined up, and by force, according to Attorney Dershowitz, they can plunge a needle in your arm and knock down your door and plunge a needle in your arm. I mean, that's America. I mean, this is America. I don't know where what's happened to America, but there's something really wrong here. But I think most people are sensing that. And so now's your time to shine, Susan Moss. You're just a blessing to the world. And with your wealth of information, and I really want to thank Dan Marcus, the scientist, who helped you write the book. And so the book is COVID-19, A Natural Approach on Amazon. So why don't you leave us a nice message for humanity, and also where people can check you out online?
Yeah, my website is www.susanhmoss.com. And I don't even have the new book on yet because it's so new. It just came out. But you can see it displayed proudly on Amazon.com. And I want to thank Amazon for coming around, because once they really looked at the book, they saw how valuable it could be. And my message is, we can turn this situation around. We can stop people from dying. We can stop people from getting so seriously ill from this virus. We can stop the threat from this virus. We can get back to normal life without a vaccine.
Thank you so much. And God bless you for all this hard work. And please thank Dan Marcus for stepping up to the plate and to help humanity survive and get over this virus and build up their immune system so we can get back to normal and we can save lives a lot faster. So, Susan Moss, you're always a pleasure to have on Colombo Chronicles Live, and thank you so much, and you have a great day and a blessed day.
Thank you so much, Rose. I really enjoyed it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And Susan Moss has left the building. And, you know, you $35, of course you can read it on Kindle and you can get an ebook, but $35 for a color copy of the book and to save your life and others' lives, your family and friends, and share the information with others is a drop in the bucket. I mean, that's what, 3 Starbucks coffees. Information and knowledge and proactiveness to take care of your own immune system and your own body, stop listening to all the fear mongering, is so important in today's world, because we are being given so much misinformation and we are being manipulated and we are being treated as if we are in a communist nation with these totalitarian Democrat governors and mayors who are mandating, not using the legislators to review and study laws any longer, or to debate the laws and to inform the American people of these laws. They're just mandating laws. And where did they get this overreach of and abuse of power under their sworn oath as elected public servants to the government, which is we the people, is a mystery, because they are not being arrested. They are not being removed from office for violating their sworn oath and violating the United States Constitution and accepting money from anti-Americans who are attempting to undermine the United States Constitution, the liberal, democrat, socialist, commie type New World Order, who is trying to remove Trump from office. And they don't care what damage they've done to your businesses, to your family, to your marriage, to your health by denying HCQ and other treatments, or even informing you of how to build up your immune system and how to keep a strong immune system, and not informing us of not just the cases. I mean, how many cases a day do they have of heart disease? How many cases per day do they have of cancer cases? How many cases per day do they have of suicides? And that is increasing with these lockdowns and people permanently losing their businesses and permanently losing their families because they're being made homeless, and the financial distress is causing drug use, alcoholism, abusive situations, divorce, and bankruptcies and so forth, which are coming in 2021. There is going to be a huge number of divorces, I predict, and bankruptcies coming in 2021, and evictions. And the people who own the property and rent out homes or apartments or condos, they still have to pay the bank every month. Whether they get their rent or they don't get their rent or they get half the rent, they still are responsible to pay the bank. So they need that rent money. So it is a vicious cycle right now based on a virus. And a virus that they are denying HCQ to the American people, hydroxychloroquine, and they're not telling you about which vitamins, such as our guest suggested, vitamin C, vitamin zinc, vitamin D3, sunshine, etc., and what not to consume in your body that will cause more problems. Very, very important book. I highly recommend that you get this book, COVID-19, A Natural Approach. Read it online. Read it on Kindle. Just get it and start
doing what you need to do to protect yourself and your family and the communities so that we can get back to normal. Four of my friends have lost their businesses permanently. Two are not sure if they're going to be able to keep their restaurants open. Thousands have shut down permanently. Their American dream wiped out because Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates make tons of money off of researching vaccinations and researching viruses and researching for a vaccination, a vaccine. And I'm not anti-vaccine. I am for pro-knowledge, and I want information published by scientists and doctors and short and long-term case studies that tell me what exactly is in the vaccination and that tell me that I have a choice without being told a nano microchip into the vaccination to control every human being on the planet so that you are being tracked and traced and spied upon, including your children, your family, or that they can knock down your door and take your children if they accuse you of having COVID. There's so many different ways that they can abuse this process and wipe out and undermine the United States Constitution that guarantees our freedom, liberty, rights, sovereignty to every natural-born American. The only people in the world who cannot be deported are natural-born Americans. Any immigrant who is even a naturalized American or a refugee and is here as a fake refugee or a fake asylum seeker who is here to undermine the United States Constitution along with the New World Order and usher in this communist, Marxist, socialist integration of tyranny against Americans can be, if found guilty, tried in a military tribunal and or arrested by the Department of Justice and or deported. So it's very, very important to know what they're putting into products that are breaking down our immune system and our bodies and causing America to become obese and making it more difficult to lose weight because of the secret ingredients they're including, the chemicals they're including into the products, which most people don't bother to read, but it's time to read. It's time to start reading and start gaining knowledge so that we can be healthy again and return to normal. Forget this new normal. We need to return to normal. And quickly, I'll give you a little bit of a rundown on what is happening here in the USA. President Trump wants to completely ban illegal aliens from entering America. Well, that's the law. It's called legal immigration like every other country. You cannot cross over the border illegally in the Middle East or you'll get executed or you'll be thrown into a dungeon or even Mexico or any other country south of the border or China or any of those countries. They don't allow it. So why are we allowing illegal immigration to become legal immigration? Because of the socialist Democrats who are liberals and leaning towards communism and Marxism and harboring and aiding and abetting illegals and those who are Marxist and communist, known as BLM and Antifa, funded by George Soros and the wealthy left. And also, let's see what else is happening quickly here. There's so much happening. It's unbelievable. Tennessee parents forced to sign waivers stating they will not eavesdrop on their children's online lessons. In fact, a teacher reported a student and the parent to the police because, well, online she spotted a toy gun in the child's bedroom. So how do you feel as an American knowing the city of Portland cannot stop the rioting, asked Donna Johnson. How is it that America can't stop the rioting? How have we fought wars and defeated the communists in Vietnam and in China, in Europe? How did we do that? Why are we always going to war in the Middle East to save the Christian converts and the suppressed and oppressed and depressed people from tyranny? But we can't stop BLM and Antifa? That is ridiculous. That makes no sense at all. And Gordon Cumberland asked, why are young people obsessed with LGBTQ? And why is, another question should be, why is California Representative Wiener attempting to get the Governor Newsom to sign a law that lessens the punishment and even removes the stigma of a pedophile, registered pedophile, if they have sex with minor children between certain ages and a specific types of sex. That is disgusting. So what really caused the, if there was a greater COVID spike, do you really think it was the Sturgis motorcycle rally, or do you think it's been Black Lives Matter, Tifa rioting over the past several months? These are the things that people are asking, but I don't have time to answer them all, but at least we can think about them. And so Kelly Zumwalt says, seriously, if all black people stop playing all sports permanently as a protest, would it bother you at all? Or if all white people stop playing all sports permanently as a protest, would it bother you at all? It doesn't bother me at all. It makes me sad because they're all supposed to be all American, and they've been all American sports until Black Lives Matter and Antifa were funded by George Soros and the left and created this racism of black and white division. And this really isn't even a division of black and white, because they're killing black Americans and babies and children, not just white. And they're also tearing down and looting and burning down businesses too, not just white, and destroying black vehicles, not just white, not just vehicles owned by whites. So it's really an out of control insurrection, anarchy of paid people who are turning criminal and anti-American for the New World Order to create this civil unrest and civil war in the USA while wearing the COVID bandit mask to cover their identity with the hope they won't get arrested. But if they are arrested, then the Hollywood celebs and Soros and the rich Democrat CEOs involved in the NWO will bail them out, no matter how guilty they are. And so on that note, I have to say, God bless you. God bless America. God bless President Trump. And God bless the military, the first responders, the police, the sheriffs. Remember, there are bad apples everywhere. So are the criminals within the Black Lives Matter and Antifa who are threatening the lives of people, babies and children, and terrorizing cities and burning them down. Bad apples.
Mm-hmm. Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.